to do our people.
Good morning. Sorry. Good morning and welcome to the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting for Thursday, October 15th, regularly scheduled meeting. At this time, I'll call the meeting to order. At this time, I'd open up the floor for public comment. Anyone wishing to step forward and address the board may do so at this time. Please state your name when you step forward.
Hi. My name is John Solo. I'm a resident of Morro Bay and also a part business owner. I'm not 100% owner of the business, but at least 50%. So I wanted to come over here and deliver a message to you from the rest of the hotel owners that are not here, that usually don't make it to these meetings. But after talking to quite a few of them over the last week, first of all, I wanted to thank the board for all the hard work that you guys are putting in, because I can tell you, being involved and looking at this thing on a countywide basis, all the business improvement districts within the county, we know how hard of a administrative task this is to starting off this organization. So I wanted to thank you on behalf of all the rest of the hotel owners that are in this community. The other message that I heard loud and clear from those hotel owners is one that is concerning future looking at flair and artwork that you will be using on your future ads that are being funded through the Business Improvement District. I really encourage you to look at potentially what has been done by the Promotions Committee because of the fact that they were on limited funding. Please recognize the fact that you have almost four times more funding than the Business Improvement District. So flair and new artwork and pizzazz on the website and so forth, you have all the avenues to be able to do that. So I encourage you to have open mind to that. I appreciate all the John Sorgenfrey's efforts with the limited funding he had for what you've been doing, but I think it's very important that we need to make sure that we look at some of the other examples, and I hate to use this as an example, but Pass Robles have put up some billboards on 101 that's been kind of like eye-catcher to a lot of people. I don't know if you have seen it or not, and that was one of the things that I encourage you to look at, billboards. And there was, as a matter of fact, there's a billboard on 41, one of the local realtors right at Reef City with his picture on it and so forth. So I encourage you to do that. So I encourage you to look at those things. But I appreciate all the hard work. So thank you very much.
Madam Chairman, if I may.
Thank you.
If you have time, we're going to present all new creative today, so if you're welcome to second.
I watch it on TV because I have to drive to San Diego after this.
But that's what we're going to address today.
Good, good.
A brand new campaign.
Thanks.
Any other members of the public wishing to step forward may do so at this time. Seeing no members of the audience coming forward, we will close the public comment period. Thank you, Mr. Solu. Approval of the minutes for the September 17, 2009 meeting. Did everybody have an opportunity to look those over? I did. A motion?
I have a question. We established the in the minutes, we established the subcommittee on packaging. And how does that get translated over to the agenda? Does it automatically become a committee report, or how does that work?
Absolutely. If the board wants to put it as a monthly committee report, we can put it on, no problem. Today, I would think that we'd probably fit it.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. None. Very good. Okay, now we will move on to our monthly reports. We'll start with a quick review of the TOT, transient occupancy tax.
Thank you, and again, good morning. We've got the figures from both fiscal year 09-10 and prior fiscal year 08-09. You can see that the month of August was, I think probably the best word is significantly down over last August. This August total tax collected was $247,000, and last year we were $282,000. I will note that the bid collected, the bid money collected this year, again 3% for the month of August was $61,000. Month of July was $64,000.
Any questions for Andrea regarding our collections?
No, but we did hand out last time that 9 years of transit occupancy tax, and I put it into an easier spreadsheet for everybody to have, and I wanted to discuss it for a minute.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that big of you.
Thank you.
Anybody need one? And I got a little graph for you all, too, if you want a graph, for those people that need visuals. Yeah. She probably has it.
Do you have this, Andrea? Did he provide this to you?
No, I don't think I had. It's just the same.
I did, but I'd love a picture. I'd love a copy of your easily understandable graph.
Yeah, well, I took the info because all it is, you know, cities are basically collectors of revenue, not revenue drivers. So as hotel owners, we look at things maybe differently in terms of driving revenue. I added occupancy and I'll wait till everybody gets the graph.
Hang on 1 second. Did you get a graph, Peter?
No.
Back that way.
I added occupancy and average rate to all the graphs because those are the normal communication, as all those hotel people around here know, methods by which we judge ourselves. And if you look at the graph, it's going to be a historically bad year with 09 closing out at 48.7% occupancy. So our peak year of 2002 at 56.6, and then, you know, we slowly descended in occupancy. Now had a year in which we stayed around 51 to 52%. That's a pretty tight range. But as this drops, my fear would be as we come out of this recession, we might not, because it might get lower than this 48.67, given our August results, we might not get back up to the 50s, and that would probably put a lot of stress under a lot of hoteliers. So it's timely that we do something. I think the numbers would indicate that we do something, as John had said, with a little bit more pizzazz and flair, because if we do the same thing, I think we'll probably end up
the same place,
in worse place than we have been previously, just because the market is seems to be changing substantially. And I'm glad to hear John has some new creative for us to look at as well. So,
super helpful in graph form. Thank you, Mike, for going through the effort to do this for all of us.
My pleasure.
I think this is one we're for the front of our books so that we can refer to this constantly so that we can look to drive the business past, through, and beyond this recession that we're having. Okay, so we will move from the transient occupancy report to B, TJA Advertising Agency Report. John?
Okay, thank you. In my report, I have quite a few things to go over today. And first, starting with the website stats, what I wanted to do is to talk a little bit about that. We switched over to Google Analytics, and we did that right around the tail end of September, so we don't have a full month to report. However, we're going to be able to show you what we're going to be able to do in the future. And with me today, as I brought Jeremy, who owns Elements, who is the company that has designed our site in the past and will be doing the redesign. And I have him here, as well as Rick Turton, who has worked with me in the past with other clients, Pismo Beach being one, with web optimization. So we've got our web team here today to answer questions and also talk about what we're going to be doing with the website and the redesign. I thought I would first start with the website stats. And I'll go ahead and pass these around. Thank you. 60% of the percentage of new visits coming to the site. We also can see down below there where you look at the different types of content overview. We look at the homepage being, which is fairly obvious, being the predominant place that people go to initially with 5,500 roughly. And then we have lodging following that with 1,457, then followed by calendar events with 1,250, and then plan a trip, which is 792, which is also really kind of a part of lodging. Is that's how people would book their plan their trip and have an itinerary, and then activities with roughly 600. So as you can see, we're currently the lodging is the number one next to the homepage. That's not to say that we're happy with that. We want to increase that, obviously, and I think a lot of the things we're doing with optimization, also we talked about having the booking agent right on the page or the reservation agent, Jackrabbit, on the homepage, I think we'll increase that as well. But it shows you really what people are interested in. And then if you go to the third page, again, it just basically talks about the different visits and how they break down. Then also down at the bottom, their technical profile, we see what search engines people are coming to us with, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, etc. And then we can even see how many people come via cable versus DSL. And then on the traffic source overview, again, we talk about how much is direct traffic, 19% referring sites, and 62% coming to us through search engines. I think one thing that's kind of interesting to look at is if you look at top traffic sources and you go down and you see LATimes.com with 135 visits, that's a result of banner ads that we're running on the travel section of the LA Times. So we will be able to track those types of things as well. And that just started, so that's just a small peek at that. And then as you look at keywords, the number one keywords that people are coming to the site, it's really no surprise. I mean, Morro Bay is the number one. Morro Bay, CA, followed by Morro Bay Chamber of, Morro Bay, California, Morro Bay, CA. And again, with the new optimization that we're doing and trying to increase the lodging, also the creative changing from more less destination and more lodging-oriented, I think that will change as well. And then again, the next page, you look at visitors overview, you see the visits, the absolute unique visitors, the page views. A lot of this is sort of repetition, but if you get to the map overlay, which is going to be something we haven't been able to look at before, we can tell where people are coming from as far as, and we had obviously the predominant coming from the United States. We had 43 from Germany, 37 from Canada, 25 from the UK and on. And we're really not doing any outreach in Europe. This is probably more from maybe visit the California Visitor's Guide and some of the national things that we do that go and spill into the European market. And I think most of this is really, again, just another way of presenting it. But so anyway, that gives you kind of a look. And I know that this was something that we wanted to do, kind of go to a different type of reporting. One of the things that we're going to do, and I'm going to bring Jeremy up to discuss this, we're going to be able to see how many on our website, how many hoteliers were referred from our homes, our website to their particular site, and we've just installed that. And Jeremy, do you want to talk briefly about that?
I have a couple of questions. Is this time to ask questions on the statistics themselves?
Sure.
Okay. Specifically, can we get a California map as opposed to a world map, Rick? You get it down to city, can't you?
Yeah, why don't you guys just feel free to answer these questions.
So, Mike, we can go down to the city in California.
Right.
We just didn't go that far.
Okay.
And then if you want to go crazy, we could go for visitor sessions in Fresno one by one by one and see where they came in if you wanted to
cool.
that far.
Some may want to. I don't know. Maybe not me. But I think probably we all know that the majority of our visitors are coming from the United States. So We probably want a California detail as opposed to a...
Yeah, I think that's good.
It's so probably a good idea, right?
The thing you've got to watch out for when you get into cities is Redwood Cities sits in there and Yahoo sits up there. And so everybody comes in through Yahoo. So it you'll have to be kind of...
Yeah.
Watch out what you do with the conclusions you make on that.
Right. But you'll guide us, or whoever our vendor is guides us through, you know, where the big...
Absolutely.
Whatever you call it, are. I have another question for you while you're up there, Rick. I know it's early statistics, but... What does Pismo run as a bounce rate, or is that proprietary? A bounce rate seems high to me. And a bounce rate, you could define it for
Let's put it this way. The bounce rate, what you want is as close to zero as possible. But what's acceptable to us is anything in the low to mid-30s.
Okay.
So that would be. And a bounce rate is, if you've got to talk into keywords, what we did is we did a search on Google for how many keyword phrases. Right. I just typed in Morro Bay, and you'll see the results out
of
this. Oh,
that'd be very interesting.
So, you know, what you see is hotels Morro Bay is much more searched than Morro Bay hotels, and Morro Bay lodging is way down the list. So you'll see this in a second, Mike. You can look real quick at it. And this is how we start with reverse engineering. This is what leads us to search engine optimization, which we're going to talk about in a while.
I think what we ought to do is, why don't we go ahead and just transition into that? Because between you and Jeremy, why don't we talk about what we've done just in the last few weeks to change the site for it to be more lodging-oriented.
You want Jeremy up first because that lodging links the...
Yeah, Jeremy, why don't you cover both of those for us?
So what we're going to look at here is instead of trying to utilize any other analytics software like Google Analytics, we wanted the software itself to produce a lodging report to tell us how many times somebody lands on a member's detail page, we call it. So when I go and I do a general search on lodging on this website, I get a listing. When I click Anchor In, this is the detail page for Anchor In. That we're going to track how many times that comes up as an impression, so we can say, you know, this page came up 20, 30, 40 times in a given month. We're also going to track how many times somebody clicks on the website address, so we can now start informing members how many times people leave our site and go to their site. So we're going to do this. We've already put a mechanism in place in the back end of the software called a click report, and you can pull it up by date range. So we can pull it up by a month. These numbers are very low because we just actually turned it on yesterday and started tracking. So, but as you can see here,
this is a report that I'll bring to you guys each month, so we'll be able to take a look at this.
So this is only one day's tracking, but as you can see. You know, we have, for example, Anchor In has been landed on six times and somebody clicked on the website once. The column that's missing to the right could be an email column. I don't believe we have emails listed here, but we could do that, and we could track that too to see if anybody actually goes to the website or emails a particular hotel off the website. So that's what we've done from a tracking standpoint. The other thing we did from a search engine optimization standpoint is, and Rick can get into this more, how we have started to optimize the site for the words lodging and hotels. But from a programmatic standpoint, we've introduced what is called a page title and meta keywords and meta description to these pages, these detail pages. So Anchor In now up here in the title of the web page, it actually lists Anchor In, and in the metadata, it'll list a description and keywords. And that's new, and that'll dramatically impact the optimization of these web pages. So that, too, has become in the software, we have all of the members in the database, and those have become properties now of the database that you can actually specify those things for the web pages out front. So that's the lodging report. Do you want to touch on the other optimization we did throughout the site in terms of...
If you look at the that little sheet that John just handed out to you, you can see what I do is I reverse engineer everything. I look at this and say, okay, this is what's being searched for on Google. And one of the things to remember is what John said, two-thirds of your traffic is coming in through search engines. So we know that you're going to get Morro Bay, you're going to get Morro Bay, CA, and you're going to get Morro Bay, California. So what we did is how can we optimize the site to get some of the minor, what I would consider minor searches, even though Hotels Morro Bay is 60,000. So what I did was I started putting title, like Jeremy's saying, is putting title tags and description and keywords so the search engines can find it. Because remember, two-thirds of your people are coming through search engines, and that's really important. So we got to make the site what I call machine-friendly, more than human-friendly at this point in time, because it is human-friendly now. But if we make it machine-friendly, more of the humans can find it through searches. So that's my logic in this. So what we did is we started looking at Hotels Morro Bay, and then if you skip down away, Morro Bay Hotel, Morro Bay Motels, Motels Morro Bay, Hotels in Morro Bay, Lodging Morro Bay, all that we started optimizing the site for with one or two pages, but basically your hotel page and your home page is now all the title tags have been changed to do this, and one tags. So we're starting to see the results already for that.
We also rewrote the home page to reflect more lodging-oriented in the messaging, too, so that'll be pick up those words as well.
So for the key, if you were to do a search a week ago for Hotels Morro Bay, which you can see it's got 60,500 searches on Google in the month of August, you weren't coming up at all. You were basically, what Jeremy was saying, was like 7 pages in. In my world, you got to... First page is great, but to be realistic, you got to come up in the top 20, the first two pages. Beyond that, it starts falling off dramatically to how many people go 3, 4, and 5 pages in. So we basically got the Hotels Morro Bay in sight. Well, it first indexed it on Sunday. So on Sunday, it jumped from 0 to number 20, so which I feel is a huge hit. Motels, Morro Bay Motels was never there before. It is now number 18. So we were able in a very short period of time with a very little effort to make a huge difference in the visibility of MorroBay.org to the search engines. I haven't looked at Yahoo yet, but if you look at John's report where Yahoo is listed on the search engines, it's way down. So that's one of the things that we're working on. I'll watch Yahoo, but Google is obviously the big dog. What do you got, Mike?
Yeah, man.
You look like you're ready.
A performance level, if you look at the other CVBs in the marketplace, there's Pismo's and then the counties. Where are you performing in Pismo in terms of Pismo Beach Hotels? Where are you on an organic Google search? You're on page one, page two?
It's in the top 20 off the top of my head, Mike. It probably, the Cliffs is up there really high. I think we're below the Cliffs, so... I would, if I had to guess, 10 to 12, maybe on the front page, uh-huh. Maybe on the top of the second page. But you got to remember, I've been doing that for 10 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think also, too, I know that we pulled up the county site to kind of compare right. Morro Bay site. And I think if you do that same exercise and do Santa Barbara, do some of the other destination sites, they show up. A few pages back, mainly just because of your competing. I wouldn't really say the word competing, but you are sort of competing with all the hotels, and so they're going to come up first.
I would think that this particular website should be in the front page, just because there are no national chains present in Morro Bay, and you'd be competing against basically TripAdvisor, Expedia, and a couple of others. I think realistically. Get the first page should be the stated goal to get this within 6 months or so.
Oh, absolutely. What it is, Mike, and you've kind of touched on it, is what I do is I do passes through. So, in other words, this is just the first pass. And
okay.
We got everything up very, very visible in the first pass. So now there's different tweaks that we can do to make it even better. A lot of it will be the content on the page, doing some H1 tags, which will be the headline tag it won't change the look of the site at all, but it's stuff behind the scenes for this, the robots and everything to get and spider it. So this is just the first pass.
Great.
And I was not nearly this successful with Pismo on the first pass.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably important to just bring this up, is that I guess, and this sort of relates to what John Sulu had said in his remarks in the public comment, we're approaching this account much differently now, and one of the ways we're able to do that is because we have more money. This team I've worked with for a number of years, but I have not been able to afford all of this. So I'm not trying to make excuses, but just to say that we're not going to be doing things like we had done in the past, and this is an example of that. So, and then also the direction's a bit different. When we were in the promotions committee, you know, vein, most of that was to sell the destination. Now, that's not to say we didn't want to book more hotel rooms. That would be, you know, silly to say that. But the direction was optimization was for Morro Bay, California, and if you look at that, I mean, we're number one. But I think now with a new direction, we're going to be, you know, taking this and changing it.
I have a question on the URL of the that is currently our URL for the lodging. And this is a, kind of a technical question, which I have no idea the answer to. Does that hurt us or help us, the current URL? What's our URL? Is it
it's morrobay.org?
It really, in one sense, it does not hurt you. I mean, I can make a technical sense for why, you know, it could be different, but the basically the thing is now you've got title tags, descriptions, and keywords that overrides the URL.
Okay.
The length of time the site's been with Google, indexed with Google, and the fact that it has a high page rank supports, you know, we'd want to keep that URL going and not adopt a morrobaylodging.com or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what Rick's saying is it's going to be the content on the page. We have a well.
How many versus Morro Bay?
Morro Bay is still hard to track because we've changed the title tags, and I do it by content by title. But I think there's maybe 60 pages, and Pismo's got 300. So we adding content pages will really help.
As we approach this redesign, you know, it's appropriate that we're redesigning the site because it needs a facelift. I mean, that goes without saying, but there's another part of all this redesign, and that's the optimization part that will occur, and we'll obviously do that with copywriting too, as far as just putting in those keywords. And I think we still want to recognize, and this is always, you know, a challenge that I will have on my part, is that we want to sell the destination as well as to sell the hotels, because one and the same. But that's not to say that we have to sell the destination, not sell the hotels. And so there'll be this marriage between the two that will result in better success.
As a side note, too, the chamber has its own kind of directory, morrobay.org/chamber. I optimize that. So now if you do a Morro Bay Chamber search, you come up as number one and number two, because each one of the pages, the home page, because it mentions chamber on it, and the chamber page, because it's the chamber also. So it was a little extra benefit that came out of it.
Is there any other questions related?
Thank you very much.
What I'd like to do next, John, I'm not sure how you want to, if you wanted to have the, maybe Michelle or yourself talk about I'm happy to talk about what we did in the website subcommittee, but I don't know if you feel like that's appropriate. We did meet, and we went over a proposal, and we talked with the chamber as far as just different things that we wanted to do from a mechanic standpoint. All that was resolved, and what I was going to, the subcommittee approved the budget and approved the direction for the redesign. Did you guys want to comment on that first before I go into that, or?
We got the money.
I think that we went through. It's fair to say that we went through the process with our community promotions subcommittee members and the city as well. And we came up with some really good ideas that we felt could help to optimize the lodging aspect, but still keep it functioning for events and destination, and to just clean it up some, give it some more pizzazz. We looked at other sites such as Santa Barbara, Paso Robles, Pismo Beach, the county's site, Half Moon Bay, and you name it. We looked at it, and we looked at some things. We gleaned information off of all of those and kind of tried to marry some of their ideas. We tried to move. We looked at the way we read the the site? How do people read? Do they read, you know, up and down, right to left? Where is the information coming from? How does it hit you? What should be first? And I think we came up with some good things, and I think you're going to do an overview. You're going to show them, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'll let...
I did want to, I'm sorry, there was one final thing that I just wanted to show you real quickly that kind of relates back to what we're currently doing with the existing site, but this will also incorporate the new site, and that's the BID member page we talked about. And Jeremy, is there a way you could pull that up for us? Basically, again, just to remind everybody what we thought about in trying to be inclusive of all the BID members and letting them know what we're doing, what you're doing as a board, what I'm doing as the agency, to be able to have a place where you would go onto the website, it would just say BID members. They click on that. We're going to send out an email that will give them the password and username for that. They will be able to access that. It's not. It has not been stocked yet with the things that you're going to see because some of these we still need to approve. But on that page will be our spreadsheet for the media, so they'll be able to see what the media plan is, all the press releases that we've been doing and will do. In addition, all the current creative that's being done. Basically, all the things that you're working on, they'll be able to go there and at any time be able to access what this committee is doing. And if they want to piggyback on that with their own advertising, then they'll be able to do that. So I think that's a way to be very inclusive of everybody and then also hopefully encourage people to spend some of their own marketing to enhance what we're doing. And so basically... that's how it'll look. You'll access it. We'll send out the email that will give them the username. As soon as we put some of the things in that, we certainly don't want to send it till we put the content in. But I think it's going to work really well, and I think it's going to give people a feeling like that they are involved, and they can be as involved or as not involved as they wish.
I have a question. You had sent out those surveys. Did you have much response?
I think I had about 5 or 6 come back. And we're going to be sending out another ask for the information again. And I have an intern that's putting all that together for us. So next meeting, I'll be able to give you a pretty good report. I just didn't have enough to really bring anything back. But those who did reply. Destinations, they do a very good job. I did talk informally with the with one of the owners there. And I asked him a question that I thought I knew the answer for, but I wanted to make sure that that was indeed correct. And if we went with somebody like Simple View, we would have to abandon all of the things that we currently have on the site. And they're pretty significant. And the City Promotions Committee, through the city funding, has paid for all those over the years. And they, one of them is a searchable database, the video player, email newsletter, the history lesson, plan a trip. All of these things currently exist, and they all function very well. We're going to navigate those better on the redesign, but we don't want to abandon those because the searchable database is something that we spend a lot of time on. People can go in, and they can search hotels by whether they're pet-friendly, ocean view, all of those different things. There's activities. There's the plan a trip function. Anyway, long story short, if we went with Simple View, their proposal to me was, and it was a very informal one, but they gave me a ballpark, which is what I was asking for. They thought it would be about $37,000 just for their efforts, and that wouldn't include any of our time to manage and pollinate the site with copy and all the other things. So long story short, I think it's significant. I think I would not recommend Elements if I didn't think that Jeremy's company did a good job and has done in the past. He's going to share with you some of the current, most recent sites that he did for Paso Robles, and you can take a look at those. But really, to abandon Elements at this point would really cost us quite a bit of money and going back and redoing a lot of things that's already been done that are working effectively. So with that being said, this is a proposal that comes from Elements, and it's the team that you see here today, myself being really the project manager, but I certainly do not profess to know all of everything about the internet and websites, and as a manager, I like to find people who are smarter than me, and that's what I have here today. Is I think Rick is going to be a really good asset to us as far as the web optimization and performing the statistics. Rick and I worked a number of years together in Pismo, and I feel he'll be a good part of our team. And with Jeremy's company, and Jeremy can speak to more of the qualifications and personnel if you wish to hear about that today. But he's certainly not new to the tourism business and certainly not new to Morro Bay. So with that being said, what we want to try to do with this website is the first and foremost, and a lot of this came from your website subcommittee and also comments from you as a board collectively, so we want to have a wow effect on the homepage. And we're going to be, as part of this, we're going to have a very talented flash designer do this for us. We looked at sites like the Visit State of California, visitcalifornia.com is a place that we like. We like SantaBarbaraCalifornia.com, SantaBarbaraCA.com. Also, TravelPaso.com and Paso Robles Lodging, which is the two sites, I believe, that Jeremy, you did, correct? And I would like for Jeremy to show you those in a moment, but I'll get into the approach. Basically, there's three phases to this approach. It's the discovery phase, which we're sort of already in. We've talked about goals and objectives, what we want to do, not only in site design and creative, but what we want to do in optimization and what the goals are for the site and what it's going to achieve. Obviously, first and foremost, from a pure marketing standpoint, the website is everything for our marketing, because all of our advertising, whether it be internet, print, any form of advertising, is really going to be directing them to go to the website to be fulfilled for information. And we've seen that over the years. Peter can certainly attest to this. While 800 number calls go down, website hits go up. And it's just a way, you know, it's something that's not new. And this is how people are fulfilled anymore. The design phase basically is after we've reached our goals and objectives and agreed upon what we're going to be doing, and we're sort of entering this next phase. If you approve this today, we're going to go back and we're going to redesign the site. What we'll do is we'll set up links for you to be able to go and look at the progress and be able to see the functionality of that. So it's not something where we're just going to simply go away and come back with a finished site. We certainly want the input of everybody, but predominantly your website subcommittee, so we don't have to wait each month to make decisions. So we see them being an integral part of this and working together. And then the go-live phase, which basically is what it is. I mean, it's basically when we're ready to go, we'll turn the button and direct Google to this new site, and we'll still have the same domain. So it'll just be at a point where we're comfortable with everything's functioning, working well, and do that. As far as the scope of services, obviously the web design, we're going to position Morro Bay site on the internet. We're going to have a quite high-quality professional website. This is going to implement our new branding and position, obviously be a greater emphasis on lodging, as we've all talked about. And that, again, is both done by software as well as design. And then information architecture development. And then the search engine, what our current advertising is and copywriting for the site. Review and then get into development, polish up all the pages, make sure they all function. Set up Element software with the new design, convert the web pages, features database manager, work with all the search components that we have, all the functionality. We also put in some time for the social media to incorporate that. There's another part of this that's not listed, but it'll come really under the TJA part. We'll be redesigning the media page, too, so when writers and people who are interested in writing about Morro Bay or learning more from an editorial standpoint, we're going to recreate that whole media page and make that much more user-friendly, be able to download high-resolution photos, be able to get videos, do all the different things that a writer would want to do to perform a story for us. And then some aspects of Jackrabbit, which is fairly incidental. And then a go-live phase as far as working with Peter's group, too, and letting them know as far as their section where they would go in and make their changes for their website, for their chamber activities. And, Jeremy, did I leave anything out or anything you'd like to add to that briefly?
No.
Okay. So I'll wait for some questions then.
Jeremy, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, this is an annual cost of this with
this would be this is really to get the site redesigned, and there would not be anything near this significant to do this again. I mean, this is things that, like, once the flash is done, it's done.
Is some of it ongoing though?
Not really. I would think that most of this, you know, the updates, and keep in mind the City Promotions Committee has $20,000 budgeted in their budget, which we've been utilizing for updates, changes in events, things like that. So that would really come out of that budget, too. So next year, I guess really in a nutshell, next year we would not need to budget for this project because it would be done. That's not to say we wouldn't want to still have, I don't know, $10,000 or $15,000 in the budget to make the site current. You know, websites, just a good website's never change. I mean, never ending. You're currently wanting to put in, like, the Morro Bay history lesson, giving people reasons to come back. I think we could probably do a lot more on the social media, you know, writing some travel blogs and things like that that would be controlled. Again, just getting more of the social media involved. But this really is, like, pretty much a one-time cost for the most part.
What about optimization? Is that ongoing?
That's ongoing, but again, we're making probably a more aggressive effort to kind of correct some past wrongs. So, but that would be something. But again, it would not be real significant. And that actually goes into what we use the city promotions money for, too.
Jeremy, where do you live?
I live in Atascadero in my...
I'm sorry, we're recording this. I'm in Toronto.
I live in Atascadero, and my office is in San Luis.
Okay. They're just, having used lots of firms before for designing websites, there tends to be a efficiency they take on, and in that efficiency, they lose a certain flavor for what the entity is, whether it's a single resort or a company. How do we address that, John?
I'm not sure if I understand the question.
How do we get a unique design that gives us the right customer, that gets us, speaks to the customer that's searching Morro Bay, that once we fulfill all these things where we're actually getting traffic to that website, that they get there and they look at the site and they go, oh, that's a great experience, and then that experience is translated into them coming here and going, oh, I'm not disappointed with it. That website is actually reflective of what Morro Bay is.
Well, I think that comes back down to just, you know, designing the right creative campaign and making sure that the website is reflective of that. It all sort of gets down to, you know, whether, and this is sort of interesting with, as I've been in the advertising business or the industry for a long time, I've seen probably the best marriage of doing internet advertising is not forgetting about some of the older established things with advertising, which is, and it's been called different things over the years. It started with positioning, then it went into strategic planning, but it all really comes down to one simple thing. It's your unique selling point. What do you have over the competition that makes people want to come here? And I think really what I've always found, and this is one reason why we've embraced this marketing line of Discover Your Better Nature, is that we have a very unique, very beautiful place for people to come and relax. And that's what this site's going to reflect, that it's a unique place to come that's going to give the opportunity for somebody to come here and unwind and relax no matter what they want to do, whether they want to go on a exciting kayak trip or they just want to have a leave. We've already maybe paid an illustrator, already paid for photography. All of that's going to be implemented. But they're going to be presenting me with designs. I'll look at those designs, tweak those designs, and then come to the website subcommittee, and then ultimately we'll come to the board. But I assure you that the process will be something that we're not going to just go off and design this without any input, because I think that would be a waste of everybody's time. And I want your opinion and your input.
Well, yeah, part of it is our responsibility as a board to give you feedback. We live here. We operate
Absolutely.
Our business here. And so I think off that, what Mike was saying is it comes from, I guess, the subcommittee, but it also comes mm-hmm. from all of us, too.
Absolutely.
If we see something that, hey, you know what, that's not right, or maybe you can add this. I think it's we have to have some input there, too.
Absolutely. And I look for that.
Right. It's your subcommittee acts as a filter for you. We get it through to you in the best possible form that we can, and then we as a full board have the opportunity to really fine-tune what we want.
And, you know, we've talked about, you know, the Brown Act and all the different things, but you at any time can email me your thoughts on anything about the marketing. And that way, that just helps me. And believe me, it never hurts my feelings if somebody doesn't like something. I would much prefer to hear that right up front and correct it than have someone feel like I'm not doing the job that you need to have done. Got a pretty thick skin. So I guess really the discussion is, Jeremy, would you mind showing a couple of the sites that you recently worked on? I think the Paso site.
Yeah, if you would show Paso first, I'd like, if you don't mind.
We actually launched two websites recently for Paso. One is just pasorobles.com.
There's something in the screen. I don't know what it is. There's
laptop.
There you go.
So this was launched by a private individual in Paso Robles. It has a large database of restaurants and lodging activities.
This is not the city's website.
This is not the city's website, though. So I just, we did just launch it in the last couple weeks. So, and then we launched Travel Paso for the city, and that's a joint effort with the city. Us as the web developers, there are a couple other creative groups as well, doing design and agency type work. So it's a real joint effort as well.
And Jeremy, reflective of the funding that we're able to give you, which of these two sites would you say best represents what you'll be able to do for us?
This website, actually, because this is a what's called a flash movie, and it adds a sense of wow. We looked at the new website for the state of California, and it had a very interesting flash movie on the homepage where boxes came up. So we created this proposal really around that website and this website, modeling them.
Thank you.
So, those are two new sites. We've been building websites on the Central Coast for 10 years, and a good portion of our client base, as you know, because the Central Coast is very tourist-based, is tourist websites. So for 10 years, we've actually designed and managed the visitslow.com for the Chamber of Commerce in San Luis. For probably about 6 or 7 years, SantaMaria.com for the Chamber of Santa Maria. Like John said, the Symphony, which is again, it's a DMO. There's a lot of destination marketing organizations here. Even the Slow Home Show, Clark Center. So a good portion of our client base is tourist based. So we understand how to blend everything together when it comes to building a website, and that's the creative direction to the technical to the how do you design it for search engine optimization. So, and then that's all based on the platform elements that this website, morobay.org, has been on for, I think, 6 or 7 years now.
Is that when the last redesign took place?
It's probably been that long. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's this software here, and that's what John was referring to. All the technology behind the website, the database, the trip planner, that's all contained in this software here.
But I think, in fairness, that what's taken place over that 6 years is a lot more content, a lot more features like the Planet Trip. I think that the database was done when we redesigned the site. But there the hit Morro Bay history lesson, things like that. But again, with a budget of about $18,000, probably half of that was just to keep it updated, and then the other half was to use to try to do some new things.
Comfortable with going forward with this as a subcommittee member. I really feel that Joan and I know Peter missed the last... Oh, no, you were at the last meeting. I really feel that we've done a lot of looking at what sites, you know, elements has done. Sitting on the promotions committee, I've kind of seen elements over the last, I mean, granted our budget was much less, but I feel like we've tried to add what could be done. And I think this, you know, I really think we need a new redesign, and I think this is going in the right direction. And I think we can still, you know, tweak little things here and there if needed, but I think overall it's definitely, I'm very comfortable with it, and I'm very comfortable bringing it forward to the board and asking for approval with it. I think we've really done our homework and tried to look at a lot of different sites, and have all came to that, we want that wow factor, and we want lodging, a big presence. And believe me, Joan and I have been in there really trying to push for getting the lodging presence on every page and everywhere we can in multiple areas. And I think that everybody understands where we're at. We've done a lot of little minor things that have already been changed, but I think this new site really is going to reflect hopefully getting a lot more overnight stays. And I think that's I know where we've really been pushing.
Yeah, we tried to blend destination and certainly the hotels and the restaurants. I mean, they're all part of the package. And so that's what I really wanted to make sure that we did is we blended everything. And certainly the presence is going to be there. And yeah, I'm with Michelle and Joan too. It's Elements. It's been with us for a long time, and John, you know, spearheading it makes all the difference in the world. He knows what Morro Bay is unique about and how to promote it. It's already been there from what we've had already. I don't see anything different other than being enhanced, and that's why I'm certainly behind it all too.
I agree. I think we put a lot of work and quite a few, I would say, hours. And when you multiply that out by the full subcommittee, that's a lot of man hours really reviewing and looking at what we each want done. You know, the subcommittee came to a pretty good, fair agreement that John Sorgenfrey, I think, understands completely. I do have a question for you, Jeremy. If we approve this today, how quickly will we see a response and what will you be able to bring back to us next month?
Well, I think that I would hope that by next month we could have some design. Look at some designs. We'd also actually we'd want to. One of the things you start with is a schematic of how the whole site's going to lay out. Now that's a little different in the sense that we already have a site done. It's not like we're creating a brand new site, but we'd still probably work from that because there may be some things we want to change. So I would hope by next month we could have some designs. That gives us a month to they could be and there'll be some ways of how the navigation might change. I don't know if we'd have the flash done by then, but I can check and see because that's another contractor.
Yeah, the only reason I ask that is because as a hotelier, here we're sitting in October. Now we're moving into November, and really, and please, if you guys all disagree with me, let me know. The only big weekend in November is Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, unless something's going on at your place that I don't know about and you have some groups that I wish I had, the only real big weekend is Thanksgiving weekend. And then we move into waiting for Christmas break. And then we move into when it is really, really slow. And we had some hotels that did close last year for a couple weeks during the winter. And I really want to see a difference made for them as soon as possible because they're some of us are just hanging on.
I will make an effort to do it as quickly as possible, but also not giving up the efficiencies of making it right. And I think the good news is that we do actually, it's not like we're waiting for a site. We do have a site, and I want to just make this point, and the optimization part of this is a good example of this. We're not going to just stop making the current site better. We're not going to waste a lot of money on it since it's going to be redesigned either. But that's not to say that we don't recognize how important it is that we make this site very viable and very user-friendly. And we've already implemented some of the design or functionality changes that we've talked about in the subcommittee and obviously the optimization. So that's all going to continue. But we want to, and the ads are running too. So, we want to make sure that when the ads, when they get the response, they're going to be going to the site that we want them to be on. So we'll do it as quickly as possible, not giving up doing it right.
Yeah, definitely we want the quality there.
And Jeremy, I think you've got time. I mean, you said this is a window of opportunity for your firm, and I will put this, on the top of my list, of course. And so we'll work hard. And I think part of that is going to be the website subcommittee. I know you guys are devoted to putting your time in. So, we're going to have to go through those processes. Well, obviously, we'll have to have a meeting prior to coming to the board, but we'll make progress.
I mean, you have a construction schedule of some sort on this, correct? A start to what are those called that construction companies use, those bar graphs, construction schedule on this?
Yeah. There's more to come. I decided that we talked about in the last meeting that it was rather challenging for you to review any kind of creative by just looking at it on the overhead, and I can appreciate that even more so now because there's going to be a lot more for you to look at. It's all over there, Bob.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, I got it, I think. Thanks.
need one more? Here we go.
Great. So all right, what I decided to do is the best way to present this and also kind of fulfill something maybe that would be helpful for you from a board member is just create a notebook. And what this notebook is going to be able to do then is you can bring this to the meetings. We'll be able to, as I pass out press releases or any other items, you can feel free to include this in the notebook. We've got some sections here, some tabs. We're going to be relating mainly to the creative today, but I went ahead and I won't go through the PR part of it because I don't think we're going to have time today, but we are actively doing press releases for events like the Avocado Margarita Festival, the Photo Festival. There's been some calls from the CCTC, the Tourism Council, to give them copies. So we're doing that. So I'm going to start including that in your notebooks. And then also, but today what I really wanted to do is go through the ads. And if you'll just start at the beginning so I can go through them. The first three ads you see are the ones that we've already created, and those have been utilized predominantly by the Promotions Committee, although there have been a couple of ads that we've run, namely Bakersfield Life, I believe, is one. But the to-do list, and Peter, I think it would be important for you to give them a little statistics on what we got from Travel 50 and Beyond as it relates to – that's a magazine that we're – national magazine that we're in.
Well, typically, the Visitor Center gets the fulfillments from the different advertisements that we do. Travel 50 and Beyond, somewhere between 300 and 400, typically, is what we get. We just received 800 plus. That's the biggest fulfillment in one package that we've ever gotten. And it's certainly a direct result of our size of the ads that we are running instead of the small.
Pretty much the first full page that we've run as opposed to running the small ads, and we're actually in the main section of the magazine. So, and that was the creative, was this to-do list.
I'm sorry, pardon me. Peter, for people at home who are not aware of what fulfillment means, could you just explain that really quick?
Because when we put an ad in, and maybe John can add some of this too, but when you put an ad into a magazine, there are cards that they could fill out. There's requests for information regarding the ad or the locations of your destination, and they are in turn back to the magazine. Magazine in turn sends them out to us to fulfill their requests. And it's a bulk of items, and sometimes they're very specific, and sometimes they're not. But they're always asking about Morro Bay and the things to do, and the packet is quite extensive.
And when you look at that, I mean, it's nice that we were able to get that and track that, but that's all the people that don't count that just went to the website on their own or called. But chances are most of those. So I would hope that, you know, that number that they would actively go and circle and want information, there's a lot more, probably much more significant number that just went to the website that they were interested enough. But that creative was this to-do again list. That was what ran in Travel 50 and Beyond.
Do you know what ad that was specifically?
It was this first one, the to-do list.
Oh, this. Oh, okay.
So I won't belabor the first three because you've seen those before, but we did the play all day and stay the night. We did change that a little bit because the images before were just the Corbis images. We have done a couple photo shoots out here and taken some new photographs. The eco-friendly, ecological, economical you saw at the last meeting, I think that got some mixed opinions. So if you start with Lose Yourself in Morro Bay, this is the brand new ad that we created. And as you're going to see, there's a theme throughout these ads, and they're all directed toward talking to the prospective visitor about staying longer, and actually some real strong references even to staying in the hotels and motels that we have. So this first one is Lose Yourself in Morro Bay, and it's written kind of from the perspective of the person who's visiting. We leave our cares behind and escape to Morro Bay on California's central coast. Our hotel is such a welcome retreat, and happy distractions beckon us everywhere. Fine dining and wine tasting, harbor cruises and kayak adventures, sea lions and birds posing for photos, the stunning natural beauty of the estuary, the greatness of Morro Rock. It's easy to get caught up in all the sights, sounds, and tastes of such a quaint, comfortable seaside town. It's fun to lose yourself in Morro Bay. And you're going to see And Mike, you brought this up, and I think it was a good point, that we don't really have a strong call to action. And it's hard to have a call to action with a destination because, you know, if we're a hotelier, we can say $99 rate or book three nights and get one free. With a destination, it's a little harder. So what we've done is we're going to offer them an opportunity to win a free getaway. So visit moralbay.org, and you could win the ultimate getaway. And I think we talked about how we're going to be achieving that. We'll just buy some packages at cost, and we'll just, it's easier to do it that way, and that'll, you know, we have plenty of budget to do that, and we'll just set up, maybe working with Peter's group, to package some activities and have several giveaways that we can do, and then we can put those on our website as people who have won to let them know that there's some legitimacy. The next ad is spending the day in Morro Bay is a treat, but we encourage you to stay for the main course and dessert. Obviously the same concept, just a different type of look, and this really just kind of shows all the different things, a little bit more emphasis on food. And then there is a subtlety here, too, about enjoying not just the activities, but in dining. And then if you go to the next one, which is find yourself in Morro Bay. Again, this is working off of like an itinerary. And as you can see, you know, day one, Morro Bay, trying to find myself. So I had to get away, checked into a wonderful place, saw the Morro Bay Rock, peeking through the morning fog, walked along the waterfront for a little shopping, lunch on the water. Kayaking was something that I've always wanted to try. Sea otters were a nice surprise to see. Day two, Morro Bay, still trying to find myself, explored the town today. And now I know why the locals are so friendly. Getting out on the water again today for a harbor cruise, more later. Day three, Morro Bay, still trying to find myself. And then in parentheses, the truth is that I found myself on the very first day here, but I don't have to tell anyone that, do I? Must call the office today and let them know that I need more time, lots more to do. I never knew finding myself could be so much fun. And again, this is also one of the ideas behind this is that we're talking to a very stressed out, very tired person that's going to want to go on vacation. So we're kind of empathizing with them, letting them know that we understand your life is tough, and that when you get take a vacation, you want to get away and you want to relax. And that's what this is imparting. And then if you go to the next ad, nature provides the activities, we provide the comfort. And this is a pure suggestion on your part, and I really need the lodging members to tell me how you feel about this, but this is one thought of actually branding the Morro Bay Lodging Group. And we talked about, you know, boutiques, and none of those words really seem to work, but it's just thrown in there for your discussion and for your look, but it certainly works without it. So nature provides the activities, we provide the comfort. I think we provide the comfort could be the entire town, and it satisfies itself without that. And then great places to go. And this ad is very copy-free, mostly visual. And you can see there's another logo suggestion down there. And then the next ad, it's not where you want to be, it's where you want to stay. And again, as you're starting to see a theme here, it's about staying. It's about staying the night, but it's also staying for more time. There's more things to do. Letting people know that it's not a boring place. There's a lot of activity and a lot of things that they can do and see and explore. And then the next one is treat your inner child to an extended recess. And you've been good all year. Now's the time to play with your food, play in the sand, just play. And again, really talking to kind of the aging baby boomer about it's okay to still come away to a place and relax and enjoy yourself. And then the final ad, now it's time to play in the sand, play tourist, play with your food. Play all day, stay the night, and repeat. Morro Bay, discover your better nature. So that's a full campaign. What I hope to do today is to get some feelings from you, direction, and then as you see there and back, the next thing is the logos. And if I can borrow this. And what we try to do there is just kind of give you a whole different idea where we could go. As you see, like on the second page where it's logo 7A, you saw that logo featured in a number of ads. Frankly, that probably lends itself more visually to the ads that you saw. You know, the first one, and I had a variety of artists do these just because I wanted different looks. I didn't want to have one person just do it, so you're going to see different styles. But I think this one works really well. And then you can see on the next page, logo 6A, 6B. It's a little variation on that first one. This would give us, I think, what the committee was asking for, which is always having the logo, same typeface, tagline in the same place, and then the website. And then the third page. And then if you go to logo 4A, Mike, this kind of came from you when you like the...
I think that The Rock needs to be on there in some type of logo. Last night I was watching Wheel of Fortune. I don't know if anybody watched it. And Morro Bay, there was a Morro Bay resident on there. And what does Pat Sajak say? Isn't there a big rock there? And it became a topic. Three different times they mentioned Morro Bay because he had guessed the height of it, and he was wrong. And so Pat Sajak came on and said, according to the California State Department, Morro Bay is actually X amount of feet. I don't remember exactly, five something, whatever. But it was the topic. Pat Sajak comments about The Rock. And I just want to say, I think we need to recognize that that is something that stands out for Morro Bay. Everybody that you see says, oh, isn't there a rock there? So when we're doing these logos, that's my two cents about it. We need a rock. Right. And we are recognized for that. Yeah, so I just want to comment that when we're talking about our logos. I think that's something that stands out. We talk about niches. We talk about why we stand out. And that's one thing that I think makes us unique.
I would agree. And as you saw, most of these have that element in them.
Right.
And I think that when I said that they like the Pelican, they also like the logo 7A, which is the graphic of The Rock with the logo.
Now, Johnson. Art, what is the process here that you want us to take? Do you want us to critique each individual ad, tell you about the series of seven? We could talk about the logo probably quickly because everybody probably – that's easy to do.
I think we could start with that.
No?
Really?
I think it's easy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's narrow down the logo if we can to –
go work backwards.
First of all, let's just do the straw poll. Does everybody agree that it should have The Rock in it, which means we could eliminate
Absolutely.
A few of these? Does everybody agree that the city, the one that looks like a city symbol doesn't really work?
It's out.
It's out. Okay, so now we've eliminated. We're in the elimination process, okay? So 1A is gone. Logos 1, 2, and 3 are gone. We've got, you know, only 5 to look at. So let's look at logo 8A, it does have The Rock in it, but it also has the bird. It's the little strip type of logo.
Chair Solo, I hate to interrupt, but this item is actually under your new business item, item number B, fine-tuning of your logo. You might want to wait to do that because we do have, thinking of our members of the audience, we do have one more presentation. So I certainly encourage you to do it, but it might be good to hold off.
All right, let's skip the logo, although we've already done part of it. Let's skip the logo and come back to it. Shall we look at our ads?
What are we trying to do here, then, approve the ads?
Well, there's one other instance that I have to mention, and that's and it's sort of related to the media.
Pretty important.
We talked about having a contingency fund, and Joan had called me and asked me about the California State Visitors Guide, and there was we talked about actually co-oping with the county, and I said that the city had already budgeted a sixth of a page ad for the California State Visitors Guide, so we weren't able to do that. And she said, well, what if the BID committee put in some funds? Would we be able to do a larger ad? And this is the California State Visitors Guide, which is the number one fulfillment tool for the state of California. So if you go on the state of California's website, or you call the state of California, or you come to California, or you go to one of the trade shows, that's what you're going to get is their magazine. And
let me just say, and we carry it in our Chamber of Commerce, and every Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center in the state of California receives these.
Right. So saying all that, it's obviously a very significant thing to be in. It's also very expensive. One-sixth of a page is $7,000. And to co-op, I believe, with the county was about $5,000. So I think Joan had a really great idea, and she said, what if we were able to talk with the BID committee and see if they wanted to appropriate some additional funds to have a bigger ad? So the State of California Visitors Guide is also the same rep that we have for Sunset, which we've been giving significant amount of business to, not only from you but from other clients that I have. So what came back with that is that we first inquired about a half page. We were able to secure a full page for $17,000 that ad normally costs $37,000. And here's the kicker, which I'm really excited about, and I know Joan was as well. We're going to be on page 3, right next to the Chamber of Commerce. The city that dropped that position was, what did I say? Oh, I'm sorry, Table of Contents. You're on my mind, Peter. No, excuse me, Table of Contents. So, and who was there previously with really not a very good ad was the San Francisco. So I would need to get your approval to do that. I've committed to it informally, but it seemed like a really great opportunity, and we certainly have the funds. The money would come out of the contingency budget. In addition to that, as another added perk to this, we also get 50,000 impressions at no charge on their website, which will take away
a out-of-state customer. What is the demographic on the ad in terms
of? It's really across the board. I mean, it's everybody from, you know, 20-something on up to seniors.
Geographically, though, it's
still predominantly predominantly the United States and the 11 Western states, and then it sort of branches on from there. But California, they're targeting basically like Arizona, Nevada, you know, 11 Western states, people who can still drive here. That's the bulk of the audience. But then the other part of the audience that comes from that is the European market. And what's significant is if you type visit California or I want to visit California, go into Google, that site comes up.
Right, of course.
So I'm sorry, did you say, and let me make sure that this is in there, we get website, we're on their website for the entire year in addition.
No, it's just with impressions. So it's how soon we would go through. But that's on top of what you've already budgeted. You budgeted some money to be on that website. So
right.
I need to go back and factor in those impressions. So some of that money that we would be appropriating toward this ad would actually come out of that as well. So we're saving some money out of not being on the website as much.
Okay. Right.
So do we need... How do we move forward on this? Do we need to take a vote?
We need to. I need to look for a motion from one of you to approve to ask John to spend money on this ad with the California Visitors Guide.
Yeah, I make a motion to spend the $17,000 on an ad right next to the index and get about $1.1 million. Yeah, that's not the whole motion. I just wanted to emphasize it. I make a motion.
You saw me looking your way, didn't you?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the $17,000.
Second? Who's seconding?
Well, I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I thought it was $16,000.
It's going to be, no, I'm sorry, it's going to be 10 because the promotions committee has already spent 7.
Oh,
so
God.
It'll be 10.
I make a motion to spend the $10,000.
Quickly.
Are you still seconding, Peter? I need.
I am. This is a great opportunity. I can't even imagine passing this one up.
Yeah,
look at everybody smiling. I love it when we
great.
All agree. Okay. Any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
That's loud. Opposed? None. Good.
Like, okay. Again, this is, I know we need to speed along here, but this is another example of what you can do with an added budget is you now have an opportunity to negotiate and get some good deals.
San Francisco's going to be sad. Okay. Sorry.
Everybody already knows where they are, though.
You know, now we need to guide John a little bit and look at what ad we would really like to use because this is huge for us. So the right ad needs to go in there to draw people to us. So,
John, I want to. Are we now going to talk about that specific ad, or are we going to talk about the campaign, or do you want to?
Can we pluck an ad?
I don't know where we are.
Well, I know this is tough because we have a lot to do, and this could be a whole meeting in itself. I'd like to get feedback today, at least preliminary. You know, this is one reason why I gave you the notebook, so you'd be able to go back and really look at the copy. I'd like today to pick a logo and give me some direction on an ad that you do like, and maybe if you have concerns or suggestions on how to enhance that one particular ad, it'd be nice to at least get that approved for this visitor's guide because we really are going to have to send an ad in first part of next week.
Well, As a general, I just don't like the ads that address the negative. While a day in Morro Bay may be considered a treat, we'd like you to concur to stay for the main course and dessert. It just seems like, you know, we have a problem. It seems like telling the whole world that we've got a problem with people only staying for the day and we want you to stay the night. It just sort of indicates to me that it's a little desperate in our marketing approach. We're not going out there and saying, here's the reasons why you should stay with us. We're saying you're coming here for the day, but you need. It just seems a little, I don't know, not really quite what. Yeah, I don't think it's the right sort of messaging. I know we have the problem. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and I think that's just it's a philosophy of that, you know, and it certainly can be looked at a variety of ways. But you know, in one way, you need to address what your issues are, and then try to combat that. I mean,
I just think we need to air our dirty laundry.
But do you really think we know this, but do you really think of somebody that's unfamiliar with the area, or even if they are familiar with coming to the day, do you really think they see that as a negative? I mean, we're talking about how great it is to come here for the day, but it's also even better to come longer.
Well, let me just say, when you compare apples to apples or apples to oranges, if you're looking at the ads, I think it goes to, I used to be on the Recs and Parks Commission, and we had this whole thing about signs. We need to put some signs.
I'd be looking going, what is that? I mean, and right now we're in some light, but
I really like the nature provides the activities. We provide the comfort, the Morro Bay Lodging Group there with the little animal. If we were talking about the California Visitor's Guide, I would love to see that little animal be switched out for the rock.
I was going to say, where's
the rock? Because when you're driving down Highway 1, like, almost everybody does. That's like you see that huge rock as you come in from either direction on Highway 1 as you're coming into Morro Bay.
I agree. I think it'd be nice to see a big rock.
And nice rock.
Nice. Different logo.
I guess I want to just take a step back, if I can, for a second. I just want to address what our core strengths are, who our customer is appealing to, and then make sure that the ads are in line with us. One of our core strengths, I know, is that we have a charming fishing village, and none of the ads seem to capture the charm of the old fishing village. I mean, we all know that fishing in California is
less. We don't do that. I mean, we used to brand this as this quaint New England type fishing village, and we've got away from that because, again, it's pretty much a false promise. I mean, if you go down to the...
I go down and I see Captain Tagazzini once a week, and he talks to me at hour's length about how the fishing industry is working in Morro Bay. So you're a restaurant guy.
Compared to what it used to be, I think it's pretty very tapered off. I mean, there's only a few months or weeks out of the year they can even fish. You know, it's so regulated. But so I kind of see why we'd want to steer away from that. We could still say it's a, you know, a quaint village, but yeah.
Seaside.
Right.
I can see where
we have actually. We have actually said that in a few of these ads.
And I think that we want to try to go away from the fishing village because I think eventually it may become obsolete. So
we're seaside. We're a seaside village.
There you go, seaside village.
Really.
We are a fishing village, though. I agree. I think a lot of the negativity surrounding fishing is the fact that it's been so highly regulated and so pulled back that people feel negative about it. But I still believe that people are fishing here, and there are fish coming in here. I mean, yeah. I go down there and buy, especially oysters and stuff. I mean, crazy amounts. So.
Well, I think you can overanalyze probably all of these ads, but
right.
You got to pick kind of what jumps out at you. Color jumps out. I personally kind of think this last ad, it's got the logo in the middle of it with Morro Bay, boom, comes out at you. It's got the rock. It's got good color. At the bottom, I would put what you had in the dark ad. That said, enter to win a free getaway. I would put that down at the bottom with how they do that. But that ad's kind of, you know, especially for what you're talking about next to the table of contents, you want something that kind of jumps out and gives you the basics of what, you know, you're trying to attract people here for.
They're simple. I like these two better.
I like this.
As long as we're voting, I like the ad that says "Lose yourself in Morro Bay."
And again, I know our design is to pick one ad for this guide, but my hope was that you would like most of these, maybe not all of them. Sounds like there's one that we don't, that is as a the dark one. But you know, I was hoping that at some point that, because we're going to have ad needs here coming up pretty quickly, that we would have, you would give me a direction, change some things in these ads, and I could walk away with, you know, three or four, and one specifically for the visitor's guide.
That's good. I personally think this Find Yourself in Morro Bay with the glasses.
Oh, you're crazy.
I like this one, sure. And I know you don't. This is what I like about it. I don't like the right half, but I like the left half. I like day one, day two, day three, Find Yourself. I like that part of it. I think it's very appealing. But again, every single one of us is going
to
disagree.
Okay, can I say something? We are too large to get through this on our own today. This creative really needs to be done with John in a subcommittee form and narrowed down, it's my opinion, and brought back with him with some more.
Do we have time for that, though?
Today we need to pick an ad, one ad out of these that we can all feel comfortable with for that California destination guideline, and give him a couple, and I don't mean 12 from each of us. I'm talking about a couple between all of us of the guidelines that we would like to see. So quietly, if you could check through your book and narrow down to your top two that you would like to see in that California destination guideline, California destination book, so that we can give him some guidelines. I'll give everybody a few seconds, a few minutes here to get down to two. Okay, fine. That's fine. I can let that go.
This is comfortable.
What do you think?
I do like this, but I don't know if it's.
Do you like this?
Yeah. This one. Which one are you thinking of?
This. Or this.
That's instead of the face?
This is very primal.
I like what it says. Great places to go.
It doesn't necessarily
like, it's
the
point.
What it says here.
I'm not going to say this in the mic, but remember when we're televised live. So.
Nature provides. Yeah, nature provides.
Yeah, but nobody's about
it. Activities. I like it. Thank you very much. As soon as that bing goes off, so.
Very, very good.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Peter Candela. Top two, and the reasons why they are your top two. No reasons. I'm getting a dirty look from the city manager. Just give me your top two, please.
Okay. You know, I do like Lose Yourself in Morro Bay, and I do like... and then I like this one also.
I'm sorry, pull your top two out.
Okay, I agree with Peter. I like this one, and I like this one.
What's that?
I'm way off of everybody. I like this one with the Morro Rock.
Replacing the sea animal.
And I like this one as number two, but I don't like the top half. I like the bottom half.
What about?
I don't like the top half, I like the bottom half. So she likes half of two. Okay.
Do I get another half of something else?
No.
I like the glasses to the left. I don't like the right.
Yeah, I like this this last one too, without the pictures on top. I think it speaks of family travel. You know, I think that we do it just seems like we've not addressed some of our key strengths. You know, we could debate about the fishing village, but people know us as a fishing village, so why not leverage it? It doesn't, our proximity to the wine industry, it maybe doesn't address as much. And if this is a national, if this ad is going into national and international, it should have the flavor of something that has a broader appeal to a national traveler. So you could probably, but I like the picture, and you could probably take those four, play in the same, play tourist, play with your food, it's kind of gross to make it a little something more talking to the audience.
You know, I think we're going to have to pick an ad that's close.
Okay.
Because
I
have to redesign the ad, and then we got to go back and get it approved. And so if there's one that doesn't require too much redesign and rewriting, then...
Can I go?
Mm-hmm. I think we should do it in subcommittee then.
Actually, I'm going to have Val do it. Val, you're next.
All right. Well, obviously, I like this one. And I'm fine with it the way it is. The other one I like is the eco-friendly, ecological. I think the world wants to see that. So,
the same thing.
My number one ad that I like is the nature provides the activities, we provide the comfort, ex-nay the Morro Bay Lodging Group. I love the great places to go with the pictures over here. I think worldwide people do come here for surfing, California, I mean, kayaking, biking, beaching. I think we could add the wines in here. Wonderful places to stay, waterfront, quaint, affordable, ocean view. It should say family friendly because it says pet friendly, so I'm assuming we're family friendly also. I like, you know, switching it with the other logo, but I love that fuzzy animal. I love animals, but I would love for that fuzzy animal to be switched out with a giant rock because I think that giant rock with the clean table of contents over here.
What if we put the rock behind him?
I have a question. Can we possibly, Andrea, is this legal to create a subcommittee that empowered a subcommittee to approve the ad before we, because we just entrusted two or three people, we could get offline on it, we could tweak it all, go to John's office, whatever it takes, and get it done.
The subcommittee should really come back to the group.
Bummer.
I think he just wants the input from everybody, and he can go with it from there. I mean, if we tell him what we want.
What was the majority?
We just finished going through. I liked this one with, for example, the picture of the rock where Mr. Fuzzy is, because I think this guy is synonymous with Carmel and that Bay Area.
Is that possible, John?
Is that possible, John?
Mm-hmm.
To make the change? Then.
To do and what a wonderful place to stay.
Not necessarily with Monterey. We're so close to all this that we know what Monterey is. We could certainly incorporate a wine shot into that, which I think is important. So nature provides the activities. You know, we provide the comfort. Again, it gets back to what we talked about, trying to encourage, you know, that this is a great place to stay. It's a double meaning. Its comfort could be relaxing. And then I think the last ad, I mean, I don't know why I necessarily don't like the top part. I mean, that you need that top part visually. We can certainly change out the photographs if the theme's not right. You know, maybe the guy on the right could, you know, we could change that off with somebody doing wine tasting. But, again, that ad is, and I do believe that a lot of people in this world are so stressed that we're really communicating to them, this is a place you can come and relax and have some fun. People don't have a lot of fun right now, and I think that what we're trying to tell them is you can come here, have some fun, you can do a lot of things, and you may not have heard of us before, but this is a really great place
to
come.
You need somebody with a smile in there. That's, you know, and the otter does yes. that, and this guy on the right-hand side of that. I mean, I'd go with those two, and I think a change with the otter with the rock in the back would be great, too. Yeah.
Could you put this photo in that one?
The sunset?
No, this
one. Oh, I kind of like what you were just saying there.
And again, you know, I caution you. I mean, we want to do it this way, but these are talented graphic artists that put these together, and so.
Yeah, John, but I'm just saying, play in the sand, play tourists. What does play tourist mean? I mean, the ad is for tourists. I mean, of course they're playing tourists. I understand they're talented and everything, but some of us have been doing this a long time as well.
Well, I think play tourist is that you're going to go and have a good time, be a visitor, and be a tourist. You're going to visit things and see things.
Yeah, but you're a tourist. I mean, I understand that, but maybe I'm not making my point. But the point I'm making is I understand they're talented graphic artists, but...
Well, I think you're referring to a local playing tourist.
Right. That would be a good local ad. That wouldn't be in a national magazine where you're telling somebody to come play tourists. That's what they're doing. I mean, it's not.
Yeah. I still like that ad, and I still like the Otter Ag. I mean, those are the two, and however we want to modify that, as I mean, I go along with that.
Well, I still think that with this is the only ad that has Morro Bay right in the center of it, and the rock is right next to it. I mean, the more simplified, even though it's going to be a full-page ad, what catches people's eye? What's the first thing they see? You want the words Morro Bay in the middle of the ad with the rock
agree.
Next
yeah.
to it.
Right. I agree with the entire ad except for the top. Play in the sand, play tourist, play with food.
Could you flip this if this ad? So we clarified. If we took this ad and you took this and moved it up, so this is the top, so that Morro Bay is more, and then put these stuff down below, kind of flipped it. No, you don't think?
I have a suggestion. I think we're trying to micromanage what John does,
yeah.
And I think he gave us these ads. And we've kind of given him some input, and he's given us some input. I think we should just trust with what he's suggesting.
Yeah, I'll certainly agree with that too. I mean, I'm just going by what I'd like to see, and I like to see somebody
smiling.
Well,
thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
It's good to have your confidence.
I think that was.
Well, I don't want to confuse things, John. I mean, we're giving you a lot of leeway, and I mean, if you're questioning whether or not I give you confidence, I mean, you brought in just about everything with people you've worked with before. It's obvious we give you a lot of confidence, but we do reserve the right and do have the right to say what we think.
Well, no, absolutely. But
I mean, if you want me to just agree with you, I'll agree. Okay, let's agree.
But I think that...
Don't forget you started it, John.
No, that's fine. I mean, I was actually joking, Mike. But I think it is going to be important to what degree you want to do trust me with this, though. Because if you want to do, design the ads, I mean, that's something that could be done. But if you start taking one picture from another and putting it in another ad, and you take a headline and put it in another ad, it's not going to work. If you take each ad and tell me what you don't like about them, or what you do like about them would be refreshing, too. Then I can go back and modify these ads. If you say, you know what, you struck out, this campaign sucks, disapproved, then tell me what's wrong with it, and then I can come back and give you a brand new campaign. Frankly, I thought this was good, strong work. And not to say that it's perfect, not to say that we didn't need input. That's what this whole meeting is for. But if I thought these ads sucked, I wouldn't have brought them. And if I thought these ads wouldn't work, I wouldn't have brought them. So we all want to get to the point where you're comfortable with the creative. So what I need to know is looking at the ads and saying, okay, here's what's weak about this ad. Or this ad doesn't work at all. Or this is ad strong, but I would like for it to have these changes made to it. Rather than taking one thing.
Direction for that California ad. If we're not happy saying to John, you, I'm sure, from your statement that you just made, heard what we had to say. And so if we're not happy saying he just digested what we have to say, then we need to, amongst ourselves, choose the ad as it stands that we're willing to work
with.
I
say to him.
I need more
input on what ad, because I still don't have a clear perspective. And I do want to know, and I do want to walk away with everybody's input on correcting a good, what I think is the basis of a good ad. So we all like different things. Maybe that's good because everybody doesn't dislike everything, and there are some that feel stronger. I mean, I'm happier that you like most of this with some changes. And I'm not saying we can't make changes. I just don't want to get into where we're taking elements from one ad and trying to make it work in another, because it's just not a good way to go.
So having said that, and I believe that we've narrowed it down to the Fuzzy Critter ad and the... Can I hold this up? To this ad and the Critter ad with some tweaks and modifications to either one of these. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm not really sure with...
Not huge tweaks.
I mean,
I'm talking about...
Mike wants to change the play in the sand, play tourist. I'm not... Do you not like the play part, or you don't like the play tourist
well, John,
part?
If you had said to a European, play with your food, I don't think he would understand it other than it doesn't seem very appealing to him. I think play tourist, play tourist is a term you would use for a local campaign. I don't necessarily think that it resonates with somebody to come to this location. and play in the sand is fine. But that, you know, I mean, you asked for my input. That was my input. Play tourists and play with food doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. I love the photograph. I like the top banner. I like the now it's time to play. So I like everything about the ad with the exception of the play in the sand, play tourists, and play with your food.
So you think this ad would work without the play in the sand, play tourists, play in with your food?
I do, but you know,
no, it's a legitimate question because when you said we wanted it, the reason I said this is because that's if we take that out, then that works. But I was thinking that we wanted to come up with new ways to say play, and I don't really know how we would do that. I mean, it's all part of the concept. So
yeah, I don't know if you even you know if it's you know I'm not sure if you need it. Although I know what I don't think would work would be the top three pictures, especially in a publication like that. So,
or you could move this line here where it says play all day, stay the night, and repeat. Move that up to the top of those three pictures and take out play in the sand, play tourist.
What about and stay overnight or you know, play all day, stay the night?
Well, I agree. I think that what's really nice about I like the colors and everything in this ad, but what's really nice, we provide the comfort in this one. Mm-hmm. It just hits what they're looking for. Okay, they're going to travel all day. They're going to check out California. They're going to do all these things, and they need a comfortable place to go at the end of the day. And I think that it hits all the wonderful places to stay.
I think
we're lodging here, people.
I think we get more information with this ad than you get with this ad.
That's
okay,
right.
So let's go with this ad and work off of this ad. Okay. So we talked about how do you feel. I think having this otter's picture is a strong visual element. How about if we put the rock in the background of the otter, if that would work? And if that doesn't work, then we'll put the rock in there. Is that
I personally think the rock needs to be in there, but if you could put the rock in behind the otter, I think that would work. I love the otter picture, like Joan's saying. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. It's just if I'm flipping through and I see the table contents to the left, where is Morro Bay?
But the whole ad is the otter.
For me, you know, for me, the ad needs to be the rock.
The rock,
because that's who we are. That's what we are. That's what we do here. We send everybody down to that rock. She's been photographed more than Elizabeth Taylor and Angelina Jolie combined. I mean, it's, you know.
I think we're split, honestly, between these two. I think we have three people that want this one and three people that want that one. Mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Okay, so shall we?
Are we three and three? Or
are we three and three? Who's
I don't know.
Who's for the animal changing to the rock?
You're fine with the otter?
The other idea is to reverse these pictures here. Put this one here and then put the otter in the little box here. That was one idea that I had.
I think we would need to ask John. We'd have to ask John what kind of picture could fit in here. Like he said, if he can put the rock with the otter, then I think that would work. I think we all just understand that we want the rock to be predominant in the picture. Am I right?
Well, I can just take the otter out and put the rock in.
We've got members of the audience waiting to speak to us still. And in the essence of time, which I'm trying to control here.
We all think it's
Forgive me, but I have to leave, but I want to put my logo vote in before I go.
Logo vote, okay.
7A and 4A are my picks.
7A and 4A for Nick. I'll write that down. 7A and 4A, Nick. Or Mr. Mendoza, sorry. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so... John, let's go ahead and do that, and then I think that it would be nice for us to be able to feed you. So what we're saying to you is you're going to come back to us with a
finesse.
But
you're going to pick the logo before we
We'll pick the logo.
Right.
And you're going to come back to us with a little heightened finesse on the ad. Is that correct to say?
Right.
And then we will just email you our comments on your finessing.
Right.
But we are moving forward with...
And I think what I would really like, and you're welcome to come to my office if you want to do it individually or whatever. Can't do it more than two. But I want to make sure that the creative is what you want. And so if you can email me or call me and we'll make an appointment, and we can talk about it, and I can refine all of this creative, because that's really what all this work is representing, is I want to get it down to where people are comfortable with what we're doing here.
All right. And Andrea, do we need a vote on the ad that's going to the California destination? Andrea, are you there?
It would be good to make a motion on the basic ad that you're doing. And
okay.
Then with the understanding that you'll be sending your comments to John and that, and he will produce
okay.
something that will go in.
So I need to hear a motion that we are voting on the basic ad for John Sorgenfrey to finesse for the California Destination Guide, which he will send back to us with his finessing for our comments, and he will then there place that ad.
I will make a motion that we place this ad with a few minor changes in the California State Visitor's Guide, and that he will finesse to us individually the changes.
Is there a second on that motion?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Discussion? Questions? All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
One.
Two.
So motion passed 3-2?
Motion passed 3-2.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm lost at where we are. We're moving on to unfinished business. Can we skip unfinished, come back to it, move to new business? I feel so.
I show that you have no unfinished business.
Very good. I like that. Okay, so we move on through.
There were a couple items. There were the Google AdWords.
There is nothing listed under unfinished. I'm looking at your agenda for October 15th. There is nothing listed under your unfinished business.
Oh, okay.
Agenda.
From the notes, it said there was a discussion on Google AdWords, so that doesn't become unfinished business?
Well, it may become unfinished business, but there's nothing listed here, so there's so you can't discuss anything that's not listed on your agenda.
Okay, so we can put that to be agendized
mm-hmm.
at the end of the future, under future agenda items.
Let's okay.
Google AdWords and...
How does something get to unfinished business, Andrea?
Generally, we indicated in the prior meeting if there's a specific date, we'll get it on. I'll have to look back at the minutes and see did we put a specific date. But generally, anything that's not completed goes under unfinished business.
Okay.
Okay, now we will move to item 6, new business A, presentation and funding request from the VCB. Thank you for your patience. One moment.
You can call a break.
We get about 30 minutes. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My name is John Summer. I'm the executive director of the County Visitors and Conference Bureau, and I won't take up much of your time. So I appreciate you having me here today. Region of tourists who are coming to the county as a whole for all of the elements that are available here for tourist interests, including Morro Bay. Marketing on a grander level like that, as we do at the Visitors and Conference Bureau, ultimately results in a larger pie that everybody has a larger piece of, including Morro Bay. What I'm coming to you for today is that when I first took this job 2.5 months ago, my goal couple of things. First of all, I wanted to have all of the local communities be a partner in the efforts of the Visitors and Conference Bureau and the countywide marketing campaign. Secondarily, I wanted to ultimately get to the point where we were all inclusive for all of the lodging properties that are in the county and ultimately all of the tourism-related businesses as well. Under a membership system, we don't do that simply because we only address those who become members of the VCB. But my goal down the road is to find a way to eliminate the need for individual memberships and bring our services to all of the tourism-related businesses in the county. And the way that I've hit upon doing this is to create a funding package for the individual communities, which would ultimately eliminate our need for relying on membership dues, which are a considerable portion of our annual budget. And also finding a way to have all of the individual communities fund a portion of it based on the historic fair share formula. We've done this successfully with Arroyo Grande, with Atascadero, with Paso Robles, and now most recently with the city of San Luis Obispo, which has taken the next step in my goal of inclusiveness for all the lodging properties. And with the success that I had in San Luis Obispo, I made a promise that I would go back to all of the other communities and offer them the same funding package that we did with San Luis Obispo, with the goal of having our services available to all of the lodging properties in Morro Bay. I sent you a description of how this process works. I've itemized the individual fees that would be involved in a full funding package, and I'm coming to you today with the hopes that Morro Bay would see the benefits of a broader marketing campaign and that their participation would be full as it is with the other communities in the county. So I've broken it down, and I'll go through this very quickly. You may have some questions on it because it does get a little confusing. But very briefly, you will see in the first line item that there is a figure of $32,472. Historically, Morro Bay, when they have funded the Visitors and Conference Bureau, has used this so-called fair share formula, which is based on the number of hotel rooms in each community and the price per hotel room. This was the fee that you paid in 2008. I brought that fee up for 2009-2010. Then what we did is we added another element, and that is what would it cost if all of the lodging properties in the community were to become members of the VCB. Roughly now, you have about a 60% participation in membership. What I did is I took a figure that would be all-inclusive for all of the hotel properties in it and discounted it 25%, because our agreement to the communities that fully funded us was that we would discount the membership fees by 25%. So the next figure that you see there, $10,188, is a all-inclusive membership fee for all of the lodging properties in Morro Bay minus 25%, because you have fully funded the $32,472. So the total funding package in the next line there, $42,660, is what ultimately the full funding package would be if Morro Bay was to be a full partner with the VCB. You've already funded us $10,000. So ultimately the fee that we would be asking for is $32,660. And that would bring you all of the services of the Visitors and Conference Bureau, plus it would bring it to all of the lodging properties in Morro Bay. So ultimately, my goal, if it doesn't happen this year, but down the road, what I want to be able to do is find a simpler way of coming to the individual communities with a fee for services. And the kinds of services that we provide are very broad in scale. For instance, our website is a very robust website that we've just redone. We are using the services of Simple View that John mentioned before. They are more expensive, but they are the leading lodging and tourism industry website designers out there, and we have them at your disposal. We do use the Jackrabbit reservation system, which is there at your disposal. And if all of the lodging properties were a member of the VCB, all of those lodging properties would be on the Jackrabbit system. So, again, in a much broader marketing campaign with the county, you're having a much more powerful marketing for the services of Morro Bay. Ultimate feel life, where you feature your iconic rock on the very first page, it lends an aura of credibility to it that goes beyond just simply an advertising, because now somebody has written about it, it must be good, and the articles are good. We also have co-op advertising programs, which Morro Bay has participated in the past, and there you see Morro Bay featured prominently at the top of the ad. In addition to that, we have other magazine articles that Morro Bay has been a part of. Our visitor's guide, you were featured prominently on the cover last year. So we feel that Morro Bay is extremely important to us as part of the overall tourism package that this county offers. And we would like to think that Morro Bay feels that we are important to you in our marketing plans. And so I've asked, I'm coming back and just offering you the opportunity to be full partners with us this year, with the idea in mind that ultimately when I come to you again next year for participating in a partnership, that this will kind of set a precedent for funding in the future.
I have a question. It's now the time to ask. Yeah. So can you tell me how you calculate the funding between the different communities?
Yes. There was a formula that has been used for the last several years that is based on the number of hotel rooms in the community and the price per hotel room. That calculation or that formula comes up with a dollar figure, which levels the playing field for all of the communities in the county in terms of what a fee would be based on the amount of lodging property rooms that they have to fill.
When you say price per room, is it a price that's set by you, or is it like our ADR?
No, it is yours. It is yours. Yes. These are your prices, your average prices per room.
Is that set by TOT, or?
Hmm?
How do you come up with that figure?
I would have to go back and find out exactly how that's calculated, but I can get that information for you.
Okay.
It's a historic funding model that's been used with the VCB.
Excuse me. Previously, the historic funding model that they used was that the County Board of Supes had set their funding guideline. This is a long time ago. I remember this happening. A few years ago. The County Board of Supes had said, well, we'll give a certain amount per each hotel room or motel room in the unincorporated areas. And the VCB then used that model that the County Board of Supes was willing to give for the outlying city communities per room. So it was a per room that the Board of Supes used back then.
That's what you're saying is more of a portion of revenue since it's rate and room. I guess we'd want to see the full formula or something.
Sure, I'd be glad to get it to you.
I just want to make sure, you know, it talks in here about calculating, you know, the fair share amount, and I just want to make sure it's truly a fair share amount.
Yes, it's
for
the
city of Morro Bay.
Yeah, where the lower rate than some of the other communities that can see how that works.
Yeah, these were, these were formulas that have been used for the past several years to make a fair or level portion for each community in their funding, and I can certainly get you the calculations for those and so on.
Can you, off the top of your head, and, you know, we're not going to hold you to this hot coals on this, but can you tell me, for example, what the city of San Luis would be paying? They have approximately, 2,400 rooms?
I think the closest one to us would be Paso, actually.
They have 1,000 rooms, too, yeah.
San Luis Obispo's fair share figure, which was actually built into the full funding package that they passed, is $73,300. Bismo's, $70,000. Paso Robles, $42,000. Morro Bay's, $32,000. Arroyo Grande is $15,000. Atascadero is $14,000. Grover is $6,000. And the county as a whole is $313,000.
Yeah, so Paso would be the one that's most near to Morro
Bay. Probably closest to you,
we have like 930 or something. They have like 990.
That's correct. Yeah, Paso's is $41,724, and they fully funded that.
And currently at this time, you're going to all these other communities. Currently, San Luis is the only one.
What I'm doing is going back to the communities that have funded us, either fully or otherwise, in the case of Morro Bay, and offering the full funding package so that all of the lodging properties can receive the benefits of the VCB. And as I say, in the case of San Luis Obispo, their number one desire was that if the bid being funded by the hotels essentially was funding our services, then they wanted our services to be available to all of the lodging properties that were funding the bid. And so we found a way of providing that, that worked for us, that eliminated.
And how will Morro Bay then play a role? Because obviously we've partially funded with $10,000.
That's correct.
Where do you foresee this going down
well,
the line?
Well, as you can see, Morro Bay is already getting the benefits of the VCB. We're not going to change how we market the county as a whole. And because one community or another has not funded us, that we're going to eliminate them from, you know, our tourism package, which is again, the appeal of all of the different elements, from the castle to the rock to the pier to a wine country and so on. That's the way we market this county. So we're not going to say we're not going to include the rock and Morro Bay in our marketing program, but we're simply saying this is what we are doing and this is what we need from each community to be able to fund this effort. So, but the lodging properties will remain members, and they will still receive all of the benefits that we have. It's just a more comprehensive way of packaging that.
John, just a point of clarification. The fee for 2008 of $32,472, the all-inclusive lodging member discount of $10,188. Explain that to me again. What is $10,188?
Okay. Yes.
Is that the...
What I did... and you don't have the figures in front of you, but I'll tell you what they are, is I took the amount that we receive from billed members, in other words, existing members of the VCB. In a Morro Bay's case, that's $8,560. That's what we receive from Morro Bay lodging property members and others in membership fees. Then I calculated if the non-members, based on the number of rooms, were to become members, what would that fee be? And that fee be, in the case of Morro Bay, that fee would be $5,000, $5,024 to be exact. I put those two fees together, totaling $13,584, and subtracted 25%, which brings you to the $10,188 figure.
Okay, and that $10,188 would assume, under a fully funded package,
yes,
that the for your requested funds of $32,660, whatever, that would assume that this we would be funding with the funds that all of the hotels,
yes,
memberships.
Yes, that's correct.
Can we say, well, you know, each individual business should make their own decision on that, and instead of fully funding it, is, you know, $32,472 minus the 10 already paid or 22. 660, is that fully funded? Wouldn't that be fully funded?
Well, there are two separate figures. The full funding figure is the figure that we ask from the community as a whole. And what has traditionally been paid.
Part of it's from the city government.
Right.
Part of it's from the individual hotels, correct?
No. That 32,000 figure is simply the figure, the fair funding figure that we have historically asked from each community.
From the city, right?
From the city.
And the 10,188 is?
That is the figure that if all, because we do have the membership component,
right,
which is a part of our funding. And in Morro Bay's case, we have $8,500 that we receive in membership fees. But that's for only 60% of the properties. If all of the lodging properties became members, that fee would be $13,500, subtracting that by 25%. Because what we pledged to the various communities is that if they fully funded us with a full funding figure, all of the members would receive a 25% discount. In this particular case, we've taken it one step further, calculated a figure if all the lodging properties became members and discounting at 25%. That's the $10,000.
And you're asking us to pay for those all the members' fees.
The bid would be paying for all the members' fees, but members who have paid would receive a refund. So the lodging property, because they fund the bid, the bid would be providing the membership fees for all of them, since all the properties fund the bid.
And to some extent, that's individual participation and little mom, you know, we have a lot of little mom and pops.
Sure.
And we're spending their money here.
That's right.
Specifically to help increase their business. So whatever we give to you, even if you're making them a member, may not be as much of a benefit as if we spent it on direct advertising to fill their hotel rooms. If you understand what I'm saying? So we could to fully fund it, wouldn't it really be the 32 minus the 10 or the $22,000, and then nobody would get a rebate, and each individual hotel can elect whether or not they want to be a member of the CVB? Why can't you do that? I'm asking a question.
I think I see what you're saying. I think his point is if we gave you $32,472, why wouldn't that be fully funding you?
Yeah.
Therefore, everybody who becomes members would then receive the 25% off.
Right.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. If you fully funded with the $32,000 figure,
$1,000, and decide whether or not, you know, how, right, if that $10,000, it's a marketing fee. So is it best that we pay everybody's individual VCB? They're not going to get any more marketing for it. Is it best that we pay each hotel's individual VCB charge, or it's best if we place seven more ads what are you ringing on this?
Well, if I could just bring one, I'm sorry, just one comment, and I don't want to throw a wrinkle into the formula, but we have it budgeted to spend $20,000 with the county CBB for co-oping. And I know you and I have had discussions, do we get anything for that other than, we're going to participate. But, I mean, that's $20,000 that's going to leverage the marketing effort by the county. And, I mean, if everybody, say, if Pismo and San Luis and we put in 20, I mean, we could easily, through the destinations, come up with another $100,000 to put into the bottom line of really the true purpose of the CVB, which is marketing. So is there any kind of an allowance for co-op, because we have $20,000 that we want to spend to leverage our efforts with the county.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't itemize our relationships with the individual communities. We have our own comprehensive marketing program, which benefits everyone. And if we were to say, okay, if you gave us this amount, then we'd do this many co-op ads and so on, that isn't what this funding is all about. This is our basic budget. But obviously, having the relationship with the VCB gives opportunities for co-op funding for advertisements, and that's something separate.
Okay. Can I just add one other thing? This is just, again, and I think this came up in the Pismo meeting, and just, are you concerned at all that if you withdraw, I mean, you're basically going to credit all of the hoteliers? And what happens in a year where the city decides not to fund? You have to go back to the hoteliers and reactivate each one of those that are no longer paying?
Well, this is on a year-by-year basis, John. So I'm trying to lay the groundwork for a more stable funding component for the VCB moving forward. But I can't predict what's going to happen year to year.
Well, I think there's two things here. And one of the things we need to look at is what better benefits our hoteliers who are paying into our BID, into our bid. Does it better benefit them to get their, the ones who have paid, the 60% who have paid, to get their fee back? And let's pretend that everybody's $100. Let's use that as a round figure. Do they get their $100 back? Then what do they do with it? Do they turn back around and, advertise with Peter with it? Does it get absorbed into, buying supplies? Does that money that they get back go back into some type of marketing effort for them? That's what we would probably like to see it do, but realistically, I don't think that it would always do that. Or do we buy into the share and then allow them to just receive the 25% discount? So what we're really looking at together is two different issues.
How's a future agenda item?
How
I think that sounds
if you
great.
Would like to, and I just want to caution you that you don't want, this is a presentation and funding request, so as you get into your discussion, we want to move that to a future agenda item.
Okay. So how we
frame it.
Thank you. How we look at this for, our folks is really going to take a good amount of thought and probably maybe reaching out to them too a little bit and seeing what they want us to do. Because some people may say, hey, I want to get my dues back, and other people may not see the benefit in that. They may be more along the lines of what you're thinking. And so Are there any more questions?
Well, is it a future agenda item?
It is.
Okay.
We're going to have
so we'll
to
put it on.
I have one question before you go, since you're here. The county just started their BID. Will the county now be? Are they considered separate?
The unincorporated county?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be going to them as a separate entity and asking for their funding as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to say thank you so much to you for being patient with us, for sticking with us, for hanging in there. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank
you
for allowing me to present today.
And if you make yourself available to come back when we have this as a future agenda item,
sure.
And it is on our agenda, just so in case we have more questions.
I'd be delighted to. I mean, I see this as a long-term process and a relationship. And I know these new methods of having a relationship with the VCB are fresh, and you need to think about them, and I certainly understand that. So, yeah, I'll be delighted to come back.
Okay, great. Terrific. So we'll keep you noticed as to when it's appearing again, which hopefully will be next month.
Chair Solu, Member Kusol asked a good question before we started this. And one of the things that we will put, I think we mentioned this at the beginning of the meeting, we'll generally put your subcommittee reports under your monthly report, so you'll have a chance to report. You've got a couple subcommittees at least, website and packaging. For the purpose of this meeting, if you want to go back to item...
let's do logo. What's logo?
I'm with 7-8.
Wait, I got to find the book. Hang on 1 second.
Can we jump to logo?
Can we jump to logo?
We are.
I don't
We're
know. Jumping
to, you may
7A.
Move to item B.
We may move to item B. Fine tuning of the logo and branding.
Well, I like 7A.
Okay. John, here you come to your book here.
Love 7A.
Can we make a motion?
I think we all.
Yeah, I'd like 7A also.
7A. How do you feel about 7A, Peter? I'm sorry.
I like 7A as well.
You like 7A?
I like 7A as well.
I think 7A was even
like
John's favorite. John, wasn't 7A your favorite?
I think it works, the most flexible works with the...
I like 4A too, like Nick had stated, but I don't think I can see that ad being in every ad we do.
That's not going to be clean in all the...
Right. And that's what I think is nice about 7A.
It is
and I just want to comment too, just real quick, because I'm about to walk out the door. I love all of these ads John's done, because I know, John, you've worked hard on them. So please don't take these all as critiques and negatives, because there's a lot of positives, but I think in our short time we're trying to say. And I love this to-do list. I just didn't think it would work next to the table of contents. This is my favorite ad, I think, by far, is this to-do list, just on commenting. But I don't think it would work next to a table of contents.
Another list.
Yeah, so just my 2 cents on that. But I do think a lot of these ads are really good. And so that's my comment before I leave.
I think that let's take a vote here on the logo. Make a motion to approve a logo. Can somebody do that?
I make a motion to approve logo 7A.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Consensus
hey, John,
on the logo.
Is this, is this blue? You'll have that. That what is that blue? Is that our blue? That's
yeah, I mean that would probably be if it was on a white background, we'd probably use the blue. We'd probably reverse it out on the visual, like you saw that one ad where we were able to actually put the artwork behind the logo. Probably a lot of cases it'd be like that. It'd just be line art.
And that's our signature blue then.
Right.
Okay.
It's nice, John.
Thank you.
I think it's clean. It has so many nice qualities. Okay, so we have fine-tuned the logo, and
so I think I have direction on the most pressing one, which is the state of California, and a very important one. I think it would be good to have a creative subcommittee.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see Mike on that subcommittee. and I wanted to say that I really want to have the creative that everybody loves, not likes, not tolerates, loves. And this was designed to get that discussion going. I don't know really any effective way. I mean, it's always hard to try to get this kind of work session done when we have all these activities to do. And I respect everybody's opinion. And I know that people come to this board with a lot of really good ideas and experience. And I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything. I surround myself with people who do know. And also, I did employ other graphic artists in this project for the very reason that I didn't want it to be the same.
And so that's where you start kind of saw some different looks. And just going through this process, it's not going to be the way it was, because I need to reassure you guys that you're going to have good, clean, new, creative and ideas. So I'm all for that, and ultimately for it to work.
Well, then, I know that you've put a lot of hard work in on these, and I feel good about them. And I think we were trying to really get down to pick the one that would look good next to a list,
right,
which was a table of contents. And there are very many positive aspects about each of these ads. And, you know, we're all different individuals with different tastes. We all read different things or read differently and digest the. So that's, I think,
right,
where that melee came from. I do see the value of a creative subcommittee, and if there's anybody who would be interested in making a motion for us to form that subcommittee, Mike, then...
And you have an opportunity to appoint a lot of people who aren't here, too.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I make a motion to create a subcommittee that would report monthly on creative. Is that a good motion?
Second? Anyone? Can anybody second that?
No, I'll second it.
All in favor of the subcommittee? Aye. Opposed? Are you opposed?
Well, I'm not really that crazy about it. I just think that that's the job of the advertising agency. So
yeah, but to fully vet these things before, I think you need to have them better vetted. I think there should be more input, and to do it in this sort of atmosphere, you're going to, you know, it should be a somewhat passionate discussion.
And I have no problem with it. I think it will benefit, and it's very difficult when you have, I mean, if I have one client, if I call on Mike or I call on...
Okay. I'll do it, and we need how many more?
Did you want to be part of this? No?
Are you sure?
I would like to be part of it as well.
Okay, and the idea behind the subcommittee is that we bring it back to everyone on the board for final, but it's not such a big basket of
Well, what I'd like
stuff.
To do is have one really pretty soon, like maybe next week if we can, because
I'll be here.
What I'd like to do is to get and work off of the ads we have, and if you have any other feedback on something totally different that you want me to bring to that subcommittee, that would be helpful too. But the reason I say, you know, work off of this base, because there are some that I think that are workable with some changes. So maybe we can start with that. But if you have some thoughts, and Mike, you and I are, I mean, we're in Pismo. I mean, you know, so if you want to get together with me prior to give me some thoughts too, anything that we can facilitate it and get it moving and get everybody, you know, comfortable with what the creative is, because we are in some pretty high level publications now, and I want us to stand out, and that's my ultimate goal.
Well, maybe you could bring, if you have those publications, we could go through them. When I look through publications, very often there must be enough bid money out there to start a small nation. So there's so many ads that say, you know, discover Montana, discover Tennessee, and they tend to look very alike. And I think I just want ours to emotionally resonate with people to get them to that next step, which is to go to the website.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring some.
So that's the maybe the call to action is not here's $1.99 for the rate. The call of action is go to our website.
Right.
That's our call to action.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have to say that in the interest of not having a full board here and in the interest of time, would it be possible to take C and move it to a future agenda item for next? Would that be something?
Yes, it'll be unfinished business next time.
Because then we'll have also Karen back and the rest of the...
Okay, we'll just talk about it then. I was going to say, I did check with the county, and they're still kind of formulating their efforts as far as... you're talking about this...
The item C is follow-up from John Sorgenfrey on what the state of California is doing and what is the county doing in terms of branding.
Right.
And also, I think that we did go over item B in forms of fine-tuning of a logo and branding and the prominence part we didn't cover.
And then I guess for unfinished or for future, we're going to talk about Google AdWords, right?
Google AdWords and the subcommittee reports will come back. We'll do C, which is the follow-up on what the state of California is doing and what the county is doing in terms. And
so in reference to the Google AdWords, what I'll do, Mike, is in the meantime, Rick and I will get together. So we'll have something for the committee to look at, too, like some suggestions of what we might want to do if we want to go that route. I think it will be good to do it at that time because we'll have the full month of optimization behind us, too, to see where we're at.
Great. And do we need a motion to move C?
No, we'll just do it. I just want to be real clear on the next one for monthly reports. We're going to have three monthly reports. I'm sorry, we're going to have three subcommittee reports. We're going to have a website subcommittee, a packaging subcommittee, and a creative subcommittee. Do we have any other subcommittees? Is that rounded out? I think that's it. And then under declaration of future agenda items, we'll have discussion of funding requests from the VCB. We'll have discussion of Google AdWords. And unfinished business, we will continue item number new business B. Does that cover it?
That covers it.
We're still
it,
fine-tuning
Andrea.
Our agenda. Thank you for your patience.
I know. That covers it. We didn't do roll call today. Did you get everyone who was here? I noticed.
I barely had enough time,
that's
but I think I've got it.
Okay. Just checking. I know it was a fast one.
One more thing onto the unfinished business.
Can we
still do that?
What would that be?
A discussion of the 8 years of the TOT.
How about if we put that under... we can put under future agenda items and it'll come back next time, or we can just include under your TOT. We have a review of the transient occupancy tax reports. We can just put it under there as well.
Okay.
And I'll
great. With that, motion to adjourn, someone?
I just want to make a quick comment. I don't know if you saw the article in the San Francisco Chronicle. It might be something to read. Came down to Morro Bay without being solicited and wrote a great article about Morro Bay.
Oh, fabulous.
Yep, and has some great things. I'm sure you saw it, right? And then also tonight at the community center, we have a community event for our local businesses if you wanted to see what they offer as far as services and products. A community center between 4 and 7. You'll see some of the businesses in Morro Bay there highlighting what they do. Also, Israel Dominguez, a world-class guitar player, will be performing there between 5:30 and 7. The guy is world-class. You need to see this if you have a chance. 4 to 7.